for a sports fan, the eyes may just now be adjusting from hours in front of the television watching bowl game after bowl game over the weekend. But any real fan wants to be in the stands, at the arena, watching the action take place live on the field, the court, or the ice. And among the most committed fans are parents. From elementary school soccer to peewee football to JV basketball, they come to cheer, to envy, and to comfort. From member station KUFM in Missoula, Montana, William Marcus has this story about one father who never misses his daughter's basketball games. It's also the story of one person helping another.
The C.M. Russell High School Fieldhouse in Great Falls is crowded for the opening game in the state AA Girls High School Basketball Tournament. The top-ranked Hellgate Knights from Missoula are facing the CMR Rustlers. Seventeen-year-old Zoe Kircher is a senior starter for the Knights. Her father, George, is a vocal fixture in the bleachers. He's been coming to watch Zoe play since she started in the sixth grade. Back then, Kircher could see, but retinitis pigmentosa has gradually limited his vision to a tiny, frustrating blur. He likens it to watching the game through a straw that's covered at the end with waxed paper.
As my vision degenerated, I would start asking people for help. And it was parents and my wife and anybody else that was at the game.
Kircher's predicament caught the attention of Paul Raiders, a former sportscaster who met George's wife at a hospice where Raiders' mother-in-law was dying. He told Gail Kircher that he'd be happy to do a personal play-by-play for her husband.
I remember in one of my early conversations, I said, I'll even bring some commercials along.
As the players get ready for the tip-off, the two men huddle close in the noisy gym, and Raiders helps George set up the game in his mind.
We're going to the left. That's our
bucket. We're going to the right, and they're going to the left in the first half. And Zoe jumping with his joy done. Tip swatted around, loose ball picked up by Scare. Front court tries to drive, shut off. Kicks it back the outside for Shrum.
Raiders honed his clear, smooth delivery during 40 years of game broadcasts on radio stations in Montana, South Dakota, and Minnesota. He retired 7 years ago, but has kept in practice doing volunteer reading on a radio service for the blind.
I haven't got too many talents that are in demand, and this was a chance to do something. And it's been a two-way deal. I think George and I are friends, besides being Hellgate fans.
During the game, Kircher's wife, Gail, sits near the two men. She says her early attempts at doing play-by-play for her husband were not too successful.
I'd be so nervous and so wrapped up in the game. I would just do things like, there's a pass, there's a throw, she made it, it's two. And he wouldn't know if it was Zoe, if it was Maggie, or if it was Wendy.
Good long pass up to Zoe. Zoe stretches and gets it. Now gives it back to Maggie over on the right side for Jamie.
Raiders coverage says George Kircher gives him a real sense of the game that he wasn't getting before.
The adjectives that describe it, that Paul uses, it's a skip pass, or it's a high pass, or down inside, or it's rolling on the rim, and all the different descriptions add more detail that I didn't get from people who were just kind of helping out.
Pressure in the backcourt, trying to move with it is Scare, gets it up on the right side.
George Kircher isn't the only one who gets something out of his personal announcer, according to Kircher's wife, Gail.
We have a little section that follows Paul around because other mothers and fathers are kind of in the same boat as me who don't really know the zone, the press, and so they're finding seats near us.
Although the other parents huddle around, Raider's eye is primarily on Zoe.
There's a bad pass. Zoe trying to get it into Haker, and a little high, a little too much muscle.
He makes sure her father can follow her every move.
I think I know George well enough. If Zoe makes a bad pass, there's a dollar short, a day late getting someplace, I can say it to him, and he wants to know that too. I don't know if he gives her the dickens when he gets home or not.
Raider says he calls him as he sees him and tries to keep his ref's whistle in his pocket, just as he did in his radio days. But he's clearly become a real Hellgate booster.
Haker, tough rebound. Oh, and then they call her for travel. Worst call he's made tonight. I think George would be the first to say that I was kind of dead wood a year ago, the first couple of Hellgate games that I went to. Yeah, I was telling him what was going on. Man, I want to win now. I'm not just going to game with George. I want to beat the other guy.
As the clock ticks down, the score tightens.
Trump goes in, goes up, scores. 3-point ball game.
Zoe gets a crucial possession in the final seconds.
Zoe's all alone, scores.
Yeah, Zoe, woohoo!
The basket stops the other team's momentum.
44-37, the good guys won.
Zoe Kircher will review the game stats and plays with her dad when they get home, something that's relatively new for both of them.
Well, it's just been the last 2 years that he's been able to see me play, and it makes me feel like he is a big part of my life because basketball and all my sports is such a big part of my life, and we can talk about it at home now more easily, and he can critique my performance whereas before he couldn't, and it helps it knowing that he can be there to see it and hear it.
George Kircher was there when the Knights made it to the championship final. They lost by 1 point. For National Public Radio, I'm William Marcus in Missoula, Montana.